So check this out. Three prominent figures that have all helped to organize and support Antifa have all picked up and left America after the recent terrorist labeling of this violent group. Mark Bray, Jason Stanley, and Carolyn Victorin. Mark Bray, an Antifa professor from Rutgers University, who wrote, literally, the Antifa handbook, has fled to an unspecified European country. Must be nice, Mark, to have the money and means just to be able to pick up and leave, go to safer territory while still retaining your university position and tap in via Zoom call to New Jersey and keep your cush position. He said in a statement this weekend, shortly after some negative media and social media attention, some of which, ironically enough, accused me of being a terrorist. Yeah, no such thing, Mark. I received another death threat and a separate threat that included my home address. The university and the authorities have been notified. Oh, no. Boo, Mark. Some negative media and social media attention? I can't believe it, Mark. It's so unfair. Your address was doxed? If only that wasn't a tactic you and the group you helped to organize was doing to the dissidents on the right. Anyone who's your opponent, for that matter. Mark, let me tell you this. We had our home addresses leaked, too, after three of our websites were hacked and deleted, replaced with Antifa messages. We also had our social media accounts hacked that same day, where our addresses was posted all over the internet. Even our network, our home network, was compromised, hacked into. And if Lana, my wife, hadn't been home at the day to rip out the Ethernet cables, all of our archives and files from our local servers would have been lost. Now, this was back in 2017, after I went to Charlottesville to live stream the planned speeches there at the protest that never ended up taking place because Antifa was allowed to violently attack the very people that were protesting that day, and they had the permit for it. It's funny that the group that Mark Bray helps to organize that says all cops are bastards is one of the first guys to call the cops when something horrible and unfair happens to him. Where is he hiding now? Germany? Sweden? I bet you it's a first world country. A country that is still majority white. Why not India or Pakistan, Bangladesh or Honduras, Mark? Why Europe? Yeah, you like enjoying the fruits of Western civilization and the white people that terrorist enablers like him continuously attack? Go to a brown country, Mark. Jason Stanley, whose real name is Jakub Jurovsky, now former professor of philosophy at Yale University and the expert on fascism.
Fascism, fascism, fascist organizations, fascism, fascism.
Wrote the book How Fascism Works. He fled to Canada, securing a new comfortable position at the University of Toronto. Speaking to NPR, Jason, or should I say Yaakov, said regarding, you know, the whole anti-Semitism, Palestine, Israel situation that has unfolded at Yale University over the last couple of years. They, the university, are being attacked for this entirely fake reason that's furthermore fomenting anti-Semitism in the United States. It's going to create mass popular anger against Jewish people, he said. He continued, so if universities want to fight anti-Semitism, they need to stand up and say, no, we are not threats to American Jews. You are threatening American Jews. So he sees the protection of Jews, you know, that the Trump administration is trying to enforce at American universities as an attack on Jews. Interesting. Now, he's actually not wrong, which probably means he's slightly smarter than the other ones. But anyway, he continued, they're creating mass popular anger against Jewish people by taking Jewish people, by setting us up and saying we're the excuse for taking down democracy. He also went on to say that attacks on DEI policies, you know, the woke shit, are bad. Why? Well, quoting, I have black Jewish children, and the attacks on DEI are attacks on black people. They're attacking black history. They're targeting black people in positions of power. I don't see that anywhere, Mark, but okay. Personally, he said, I'm not going to risk my kids' safety for a political point. But Stanley, I mean, Jurovsky, what about our children's safety in the countries that you keep attacking for wanting to remain ethnically homogenous? And the activist you keep attacking and slandering for wanting to stop the replacement migration that is taking place? Not only creating chaos, crime, ethnic conflict, but it's turning our children into hated and resented and soon enough targeted minorities in our own countries. Does their safety not matter? So you should be able to flee and advocate for the safety of your progeny, but we cannot And furthermore, we have no backup countries to flee to like you do. And furthermore, answer me this, Mark. Why did not you flee to an African country? Why to Canada? Well, if you keep advocating for open borders, as you've done in the past when it comes to America and Europe, obviously Canada will eventually become like Africa. Well, actually, probably India first. And then we have Carolyn Victorin, maiden name Gauld, the Antifa organizer that helped to found Rose City Antifa in Portland, Oregon, probably under the leadership and direction of her Swedish Antifa member boyfriend, Johan Victorin, who has dual citizenship, by the way, in America and Sweden, who's now hiding in Varberg, Sweden, while the group they organized and funded is terrorizing DHS and ICE officers, attacking their buildings and so forth in Portland. Antifa is an international organization with branches in virtually every Western country. They have flags and symbols and handbooks and organizers and financiers. It would be so easy for the Trump administration to label them a foreign terrorist organization. They have a strong presence in countries like Germany and Sweden, many other countries. Some of their members have even traveled to the Kurdish-held region of Rahova in northern Syria to fight with Kurdish forces, training with AK-47s, some crazy shit. Apparently, some of these Antifa members are attracted to the Kurdish-led Rahova revolution because of its anarchist, socialist, and feminist principles.
Gay!
Now, I can tell you this. One group that should not be terrorist labeled is the Nordic Resistance Movement based in Sweden. They should be taken off the list of terrorist labeled groups. They have never done any terrorism. While Antifa regularly engage in terrorizing people for political reasons, violent attacks on political opponents, murders, attacking federal buildings and law enforcement, their leaders are now fleeing to other Western and European countries so they can continue to operate this terrorist group internationally. Now, it's all well and good to have concerns. They're like, well, if they attack groups on the left, they will also attack groups on the right. And I understand that argument, but frankly, I'm just enjoying seeing some of these people being targeted, considering their history, considering how they've doxxed and ruined people's lives in the past. They have incredible just destruction and chaos in their wake. And now, finally, they are feeling a little bit of the pressure. Take down their entire organization. Go after them all. So, to these three fine individuals, fuck you.